Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making chicken nihari. Now I make my nihari a little bit differently, but it also kind of takes people by surprise. So I hope you guys like it. So let me show you how I make it, and let's discuss what we're going to need here. With the nihari, I'm also going to be serving it with pickled cucumbers. So I'll show you what we're going to need for the pickled cucumbers. But I have a whole chicken here that I have cut up and cleaned. So that's the chicken. And then I have some ginger and garlic. Now I use the shan masala, the nihari shan masala, but I don't put anywhere as much as they tell me to put, because we don't eat spicy foods. So the nice thing about spices, you can add as much or take out, you know, upon your taste. So if I add a tablespoon and you want to add four because you eat really spicy, it's really not going to hurt my feelings. Go ahead and add as much as you like. So I've got we're going to be using that. Now, if any of you cannot find shan masala anywhere, which I think it's available everywhere, but if you really want the masala that goes into the nihari, email me or Facebook me under Rehana's Cuisines, and email me on rehanascuisines@gmail.com, and I'll send you the recipe for the spices that you make at home. We're also going to be using one fresh lime. I have 2 tablespoons of white flour. We're going to use that to thicken up our gravy for the nihari. I have some salt, and then I have some water here that we're going to be mixing here with the flour to make the roux. And then I've got a fresh ginger here that's going to be for our garnish, and I've got fresh cilantro here that's also going to be for our garnish. We're going to be using about 1/2 cup of canola oil. I don't like using olive oil in this because the temperature does go up, because we are going to be frying one whole onion. So this is the only reason why I don't use canola oil in this. And then as far as our pickled cucumber has to go out, we're going to be adding some onions in there, some lime, some fresh baby cucumbers, some fresh, and some vinegar, splash of vinegar and cayenne. So first let's get started with frying the onions. And there's a reason why we're going to start that step. The reason why I like to fry my onions first, and the onions are only going to be for garnishing. So we're going to be using this oil to actually make our nihari. That's what's different about my nihari, is that I use the oil that we have for our onion that's left over to make the nihari. And that really gives it a really distinctive flavor. So let me go ahead, and what I'm going to do with these onions is I'm just going to slice them up thinly. It doesn't matter what size it doesn't matter what shape or anything that you decide to do. It's just going to be for garnishing. So I'm just going to slice this up real quick. And once our oil heats up, we're going to add the onions in there. And the thinner the onions, the faster they're going to fry and get crispy. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to make sure that I've got those not very thick slices here, just so that it kind of goes fast. All right, now we're just going to add that slowly to our oil. And if you don't like garnishing it with a lot of onions, you know, you can cut down to half. It's fine. I love onions, and it's so good for us that I feel like, why not? So we're gonna fry these up until they're really nice and golden brown. So look at the onions here. They're fried really, really nice. And you don't want to get them too dark because they're going to get bitter. So we're going to take these out. And we're just gonna use these onions for garnish. You don't have to use the onions if you don't want. I just, these onions are sweet Vidalia onions, and they're just so sweet that it just adds to the nahari. So if you have like really good onions and you wanna use it for the top, then you can. Okay, so basically what has happened is the oil has been flavored with the onions, and that's what is different about my nihari, because I love the taste of the, and I don't like storing my oil, so like that's why, you know, if we were to fry these onions, and then I wouldn't know what to do with the oil. And that's how this recipe basically started with me, was, you know, once I don't like storing the oil, so I thought, let me just use the same oil, and actually turned out really, really good. So, all right, so I've gotten all the onions out. I'm gonna put this on the side, because that's what we're gonna use for garnishing. Now the oil is nice and hot. To this, I'm going to go ahead and add our ginger and garlic. Be careful, it might splatter. Just gonna cook this just for a little bit. Again, making sure that we don't burn it. Okay, now to this I am also going to go ahead and add about a tablespoon of the nihari mixture. Now I added to the oil, and I'm sprinkling it very slowly. That's why I hope you don't think I'm adding like half a packet in there, but. So, and I like frying the nihari mixture because it really brings out that spice. The whole house just starts smelling like you've been slaving all day making this nihari. Okay. I'm just gonna bring it up to temperature. So we've got our spices frying here. I'm gonna go ahead and add our chicken. And I usually clean my chicken with like some vinegar and soak it in water just for 5 minutes. That way I know all the impurities are out. So we've got some really, really good spices going on here. Now we're just gonna turn this around until you see that the chicken is a little bit browned, just like so. Okay. Okay. Now we're gonna cover this, and we're gonna let this cook just until the chicken is cooked through. Then we're gonna go ahead and add our roux. So let's go ahead and make our roux here. To make the roux is, I have about 2 tablespoons of flour here, and I'm just gonna add about 1/2 cup of water. We're gonna give this a good mix. Making sure that we have a lump-free mixture here. We're gonna keep this aside, and we're gonna wait until our chicken, and you know, in another 5-10 minutes, come back and just kind of flip your chicken, making sure that, you know, the bottom doesn't burn. Now, while my onions were cooking, I went ahead and I cut up my cucumbers, and I just did the onions where they were, they're not completely finely chopped, but semi, because you know, you it's like a pickled cucumber, so I kind of want that sweet onions to come out. And now what I'm going to do is, you want to do this about 20 minutes earlier, because you want the cucumbers to really marinate with the onions, and that's why I call it pickled cucumbers. And I have it more in a smaller plate, so the marinade kind of holds together really well. And for this, I really recommend using fresh, either lemons or limes. But fresh really makes a difference in this one. I know the bottled stuff is, it will work, but you'll really, taste the freshness. And with the nihari, it really balances off, kind of cools it down. And now I'm going to go ahead and just add a tad bit of vinegar in there. Maybe about 1/4 cup of vinegar. Let's go ahead and stir this. To this pickles, we're gonna add some salt. And that's about it. And let me just grab another, I'm just gonna mix all this together. Now if you have some baby, organic baby tomatoes or really sweet tomatoes, it would go great with it. It would also add a beautiful color to it. I don't have any in the house, but if you have any in the house, or you know, if you're planning to make this, you can tell very much that I was planning to make this, but I wasn't, so that's why I don't have any tomatoes in the house. But if you want, you can even like dice them in 4, the little small ones, and it's really gonna give you a really nice vibrant color. So we're just gonna leave this to marinate. So by the time our nihari is done, our pickled cucumbers will also be ready. All right, so it's been about exactly 20 minutes and our chicken is completely done. And I just came in between like 4 or 5 times and just kind of turned it. And when I press it, there's juices oozing out of it. And there's completely white inside, so I know it's already done. So at this point, what we're gonna do is, remember the roux that we made with the flour and water? We're gonna add that in there, and then we'll see if we need to add more water. We'll add it as as we have to. So I'm gonna turn that to high. Okay. I think we're gonna need a little bit more gravy in there, so I'm gonna go ahead and add just, and the gravy really depends on how much gravy that you want in there. If you want a lot of gravy, go ahead and add more water. And because we made that roux, it's gonna thicken up the gravy. And I just wanted to mention that if you want to do the same recipe, but you want to do it for meat, you can go ahead and do that with same way that we did this, except you would need more time for your beef to cook up. So you really want to buy a good steak or a good meat, like you know, sirloin, or something that you know that is gonna cook up really nice and fast. The only other thing that is left to add in here is our salt. I'm just gonna add this in here. Okay. Because it's thickening up and you can tell. See? See how nice and thick it's getting? Okay. So it's still gonna come up to temperature. In the meantime, let's go ahead and season it with salt and fresh lime. And I'm also gonna give it a taste test because I know the Shan masala will have a little bit of salt in there, so I don't wanna make it really salty. Go ahead and grab a spoon here to give it a taste test. And this is not, definitely not something that I can eat. But I'm just gonna do a taste test to see if our seasonings are okay. No, they're not okay. We need more salt. Oh my God, it's so hot. All right, so, there we go. And I knew something was wrong, so this is great timing. My gas is finished, and I want to show you how we're gonna fill up this gas in here. So if anybody had a lot of questions about people wanting to buy this, they're available on Amazon.com, or they're also available on eBay, or not eBay, but buy.com. So what you wanna do is basically, you know, you wanna turn it off, you wanna loosen the gauge, it's completely empty. And you can buy these, it's called butane fueled, and you can buy these at any of the big stores. I think Walmart carries it too. I usually get it from Restaurant Depot. You wanna give it a good shake. And then, see where it has this arrow here? We're just gonna line up the arrow with the can, and then it's gonna click. There we go. I'm gonna close it. Voila! So if anybody's interested in buying those, that's exactly. And they're very easy to use. They're very safe to use. And I love it because it's gas. So I'm just going to give this one more taste test, because I want to make sure that the salt is okay. Mm-hmm. Salt is perfect this time. So let's go ahead and splash our lime in it. And I'm going to do one more taste test just to make sure our lime is good in there. Coming to a boil, which is perfect. And every time you must have noticed that I'm not dipping the same spoon in here, so I'm actually not being really nice and sharing my bacteria with everybody else. So please keep that in mind when you're cooking. It's really, really essential to be clean and hygienic. So use one spoon that you're not gonna dip there in there. And the lime has taken it to a whole different level. I absolutely love it. It is fabulous. It's so good. Oh my gosh. All right, so now all we have to do is we have to garnish it. So, you know, I think I'm just gonna leave it in here because it looks so beautiful in here itself. I'm sorry, that was my microwave that's beeping. All right, so to this, I'm just gonna take our onions. I'm gonna add our caramelized onions on here. And I'm telling you, these onions are so crispy and they're so good, they're so sweet. In fact, I've just been thinking about making another video on making a grilled cheese sandwich with caramelized onions and kale. So make sure you tune in for that one. Amazing. Oh, so good. Okay. Okay. And I've got our chopped cilantro. Now, I think this looks better than any restaurant. So, homemade food, restaurant style. And I just slivered some fresh ginger on it, and we're done. So I love making chicken nihari just because it really does not take long because the chicken cooks up so much faster. So this concludes our video on how to make chicken nihari. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you guys like my version of the nihari. And I just wanted to say one more thing, that if you want that the Shan masala recipe, you can also send me in a comment form on the YouTube videos, and I get that right away, and I'll send you the recipe right away. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. I hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. Folks, don't forget to subscribe on my channel. And if you love this recipe as much as I love it, don't forget to give me a thumbs up.